A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 44 through 50. Jesus cried out aloud, "Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in the darkness. I do not judge anyone who hears my words and does not keep them. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my word has a judge. On the last day, the word that I have spoken will serve as judge. For I have not spoken on my own, but the Father who sent me has given me a commandment about what to say and what to speak. And I know that the Father's commandment is eternal life. What I speak, therefore, I speak just as the Father has told me." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian community holds a common profession of faith. The Nicene Creed articulates the core, the fundamental beliefs that each Christian holds as true. The Nicene Creed was formulated and approved at the Council of Constantinople in 381 AD. It was formulated as a means of uniting the expanding Christian world and in order to define its particular beliefs about God, about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit, in order to distinguish these beliefs from other beliefs that were being debated at the time. The creed that we recite relates to the teaching we hear today from John's Gospel, which was written around 100 AD. It summarizes what John's community had come to believe about Jesus. Jesus was one with God. Jesus was sent from God. Jesus' message was God's message. To believe in Jesus was to believe in God. John's community identified with Jesus' struggle. Jesus teaches only what he hears from God. Many believed him, many did not believe. And as Jesus' true identity becomes clear, the resistance from those who do not hear his message intensifies. To believe in something presumes that my beliefs determine how I live my life. What good is it to say I believe in something if it does not shape who I am? And if it does not shape who I am, can I really say I believe it? Jesus says to us, "Believe in the light so that you may become children of light." To believe means to be changed, to become like that which I believe in. To believe in Jesus means to be transformed into the very same light which radiated in and through Jesus in God. To believe in Jesus means to believe his message. I was challenged and disturbed by a report I heard shortly after the U.S. invaded Iraq in 2003. There was a great deal of media coverage about who supported the war and who did not. A broad base of Christians were polled regarding their position on the war. Only 19% said that their religious beliefs influenced or in any way affected their position for or against the war. I ask the question again, is it possible to believe in Jesus and not believe Jesus' teaching? Today, together, we have an opportunity to examine what we believe. As John's community struggled to understand what they believed and how to live it, we can ask ourselves similar questions. First, what do I believe about God? What do I believe about Jesus? And what do I believe about the Holy Spirit? Once I have determined what I think I believe, we must ask ourselves the question, what difference do those beliefs make in my life? It is the answer to that question that will determine and tell us truly what we believe. Amen.